When Marge and Frank Mullen first arrived in Soldotna, it involved a plane, a railroad, and 65 miles on their feet. As a young couple in Chicago in the 1940s, the idea of having as much as 160 acres of their own land was appealing to the Mullins, even if that land was somewhere they'd never heard of, the Kenai Peninsula.
Frank Mullen and myself and his parents and my parents lived in Chicago apartments. They never owned even 1 acre of land.
Frank was discharged from the U.S. Air Force after flying 93 missions in World War II. Retiring vets got $2,000 and had an opportunity to take part in homesteading in Alaska. Newly married, Frank and Marge used the money to buy a single-engine Stinson 105, with which they flew to Alaska. They got to Merrill Field in Anchorage in August 1945 and used the plane to scout available homestead areas on the Kenai Peninsula. They chose a spot that later became the heart of Soldotna.
And Soldotna Creek, where it flows into the Kenai River.
It took until 1947 before they actually set foot on the land. In the meantime, Marge had two daughters, Peggy and Eileen. Marge's mother-in-law came to care for the kids while she and Frank set off to claim the 103 acres they had selected.
We took the Alaska Railroad to Moose Pass, traveled 65 miles where I now live. I had a Trapper Nelson backpack, a mosquito tent, and hiking boots which were not broken in.
The Sterling Highway was under construction, but wasn't completed until 1950. They camped the first night at Skelak Lake and realized their mosquito tent was not very useful for rain. But it turned out the rain was a blessing, as it helped calm a 310,000-acre wildfire that was still active in the area. They crossed the Moose River on 8x8 timbers that had been laid as a temporary bridge for road-building equipment. They passed by Longmire Lake, and Marge wished she could stay there, since she loved to swim and ice skate. But they pushed on to stake what would be their new home. Frank built their 14x16-foot house in the winter of 1948. Marge and the girls came down to stay that spring. A stipulation of the Homestead Act for veterans was that the wife and kids had to live on the property for at least 7 months before the family was granted a patent on the land.
I had married a man who had never as much as built a shelf in his mother's pantry. While the children took naps in their bunk beds, I started to chew the huge gaps between the logs. I gathered this wonderful sphagnum moss into a burlap bag. In order to get the mass moss secured, I chopped down tiny screws, removed the branches, and nailed in over the moss. It worked. The squirrel wanted to take up residency in our cabin. I learned I was a good shot with a .22. One of the squirrels I took down had only three legs. He had met my gun before.
Even with all of that, the official patent on the Mullen homestead is in Frank's name only, as women didn't commonly hold titles to property at the time. Marge gave her talk as part of Centennial Voices, held January 25th at the Soldotna Library. The event commemorated the 100th anniversary of the ratification of the 19th Amendment, recognizing women's right to vote.
I'm really happy that you decided to celebrate this date, because we are one half of the world, and each of our votes are powerful. We have to remember that.
Marge turns 100 later this year. In Kenai, I'm Jenny Nyman.